Tosfos for the parents.
Yeah, the Balamor assumed that even at this point in the Gemara, and probably Tosfos likewise, that the Rabbanon already, you know, what we're going to say for the Rabbanon later on is already true. They believe that Davar v'lochatzi Davar applies to the Rabbanon as well, and that's why they're able to ask certain questions against the Rif, their understanding of the Rif based on that idea. We'll elaborate in just a minute. And the Ramban in Mechamos says no. At this point in the Gemara thought that the Rabbanon think the Davar v'afilu chatzi Davar. Very good. That's exactly correct. Okay. So then the Gemara says either way, even Rabbi Akiva doesn't. So at this point in the Gemara thought that Rabbi Akiva holds that Gneva and Tzvicho Mechira would be Davar v'lo chatzi Davar. Okay. Now why would that be? Certainly not on the Gneva part of it, but obviously on the Tzvicho Mechira part of it. Tzvicho Mechira would be considered chatzi Davar. Now in this Havamina is particularly important or not?
Right now it's our only definition of chatzi Davar.
Okay, I'm saying, but so basically, at this point in the Gemara thinks that Tzvicho Mechira is an example of Chatzi Davar. Does that tell us anything important about Tzvicho Mechira, or not necessarily? Right, which we'll elaborate on more fully, even Lamaskana, 100%. Or, but we don't have to say that at this point in the Gemara, because there's still something else to say. Namely, what other Svara?
Here you might say only in cases where it's dependent on something else.
Anything that's dependent. Even if it's independent but dependent. Even if it's a separate mechayiv but it's dependent. Right. In other words, at this point in the Gemara, it's hard to say anything about Tzvicho Mechira because there really are two options open to understanding Rabbi Akiva right now. One is that Rabbi Akiva, even right now, Rabbi Akiva has some, you know, that even now Rabbi Akiva will agree in certain cases that dependent eduyos might still be acceptable eduyos, correct? Except, and if that would be the case, then we'd have to conclude that at this point the Gemara thinks, while that may be true, but Tzvicho Mechira isn't just a dependent edus, it's more than that, it is a dependent mechayev, let's call it. I'm just making up terms. In other words, basically, that Tzvicho Mechira is nothing more than an extension of Gneva. So the fact that, per se, without Eidos Gneva, the act of Tzvicho Mechira wouldn't independently be Mechayiv or anything, that's not the crucial point for Rabbi Akiva. It really is a conceptual point about Tzvicho Mechira being dependent, being a continuation, an intensification, whatever you want to call it, or Tnayin, the Gneva, but somehow being linked and connected to the Gneva. That's one way to explain Rabbi Akiva. But since we don't know, there's always another option. That is that at this point, the Gemara thinks that any dependent Eidos, I mean practically dependent, pragmatically dependent, that's any Eidos which doesn't stand on its own, it doesn't come to court and they were to testify, right, Ra'inu, Tzvicho Mechira. Since Lemaisa, without the previous knowledge of Gneva, this doesn't stand. So that also is Chatzi Davar. Now, we're just not sure at this point in the Gemara whether Rabbi Akiva's halacha here is a total extreme extension of Velo Chatzi Davar, and therefore that dilutes the significance for Tzvicho Mechira, or there is an element of Tzvicho Mechira mixed in here in addition. Okay. But then when the Then this question is revisited in the next line. Go ahead, Daniel. Amrabaya,
Filu Ken Rabbi Akiva, Mila Mod Rabbi Akiva, Bishnaim, Omrim Kiddush, Bishnaim, Omrim Baal, the Afaga, Bebibia, Tzirtlai, the Kiddushin, Kevin, the Kiddushin, Tzirtlai, the Bia, Dabra Korean, but Achanami Afaga, Bebibia, Tzirtlai, the Gneva, Kevin, the Gneva, Lo Tzirtlai, the Tzirtlai, the Dabra Korean.
Yeah. So now the Gemara introduces that even Rabbi Akiva will agree that some dependent Eduyos will be acceptable. We're just not sure if we knew that at all before. And the example is Kidesh, Kidesh Ubal. Before we even get any further, this idea of Rabbi Akiva is now a Davar. This is a Davar Pashut, or it still remains a Kiddush, this idea that Rabbi Akiva will agree. No, we know that he agrees, but the logic here, since the Kiddushin stands on its own, therefore Davar Karina Bey.
Well, depends how you interpret the line. It seems that, I mean, if you say, well, I mean, it's a chiddush.
It still remains a chiddush. And the chiddush is particularly about phase two.
The so too.
What?
Meaning, kiddush and so too, via.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean by phase two, exactly. Now, just because Kiddushin is independent, why? I mean, we just have to stop and ask ourselves that question. What does Rabbi Akiva mean, you know, given that he already has this belief of Davar v'lo chatzi Davar, so what does it then mean to say that if stage one is independent of stage two, so stage two is not a chisaron of Davar v'lo chatzi Davar? Is that a kind of a, what is it, a kasuv, or is it... Meaning, if the dependence is not in two directions, so even a second dependent Haggadah Seidus is acceptable. That you can't take two halves, but if you have something which is a Hashlama or a half, but it's not, you know, doesn't, the first half is independent, so then the Chatzi Davar will, and that's kind of a way of being Makshir a Chatzi Davar, as long as it doesn't go in both directions. That's what Rabbi Kiva has in mind. I keep saying Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's what Rabbi Kiva has in mind. That's the formulation that we find in some Rishonim, including Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, for example, Alatar. The Ravid also seems to have this this formulation. I think I brought the line of the Shikubetsis with me, but the Ravid has it as well. I mean, this is Rabbi Kiva saying that there is a circumstance in which... Davar v'lo chatzi davar. I'm sorry, which chatzi davar works, and that is if it's a phase two of an independent haggadah. In which case, that's a very big chiddush. Just to use the language of Rabbeinu Peretz, I think it's very clear here. The kivin she'ein shtei hakitos tzricha zu bazu, the ha'achas ena tzricha lechaverta, afal gav de chaverta tzricha lo mikri chatzi davar. And the Ravid has that law shown as well. So that's a bit of a chiddush. I think there's another way to say it, though, another way to explain it. Daniel?
Well, I mean, I thought what Rashi was getting at was more if the first stage is not really a chatzi davar, then it's told on a fact now. Meaning
then
your second stage is not being told on a fact. Your second stage is being told on a fact. Meaning if we accept the first stage,
so basically what you seem
married,
to... Right.
Then it's like, you know, age is based on the fact that she's a woman.
Okay, so basically what you I think what you're saying then is... that the phase two is conceptually, halachically viewed as independent by virtue of the fact that phase one is independent. Right. In other words, if these two were dependent upon each other, then each one would be a chatzi davar. The fact that B depends on A, but A isn't a chatzi davar, establishes a slightly different conceptual model for understanding what's happening with B. What's really happening with B is something which we've discussed a number of times, and that is, given the context of Eidus A, B is a totally separate Mechayev. In other words, you wouldn't have B without A, but that's just because the context, the framework, you know, just wouldn't exist. But once that framework does exist, then if you were to start at point B, B is independent. Okay. That seems to be the other way to read the Gemara. In which case, Rabbi Akiva is not conceding ki hu zeh about the requirement of davar v'lo chatzi davar. He's not saying, if you have a phase two of an independent, self-sufficient edus, then we'll accept, you know, to be mashlim, we'll accept, as long as it's connected to, we'll accept chatzi davar. Rabbi Akiva is not saying that. That seems to be the pshat of the Ravid and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and a bunch of the Rishonim. In which case, the phase twos that Rabbi Akiva admits to may very well really be conceptually chatzi davars, and that would be important not so much for Rabbi Akiva anymore, but for understanding those particular institutions. But according to what we're saying now, the idea may be that the independence of phase A establishes a different way to look at phase B as well, as a reality, like you called it, a fact or a context. Given this later stage, this now is an independent mechanism. Okay, that's, I think, two important perspectives. And because of those two important perspectives, I think we can a little bit better analyze the actual cases as we began yesterday. Namely, you have this machlokas, Daniel?
Right, so you
Yeah, we have Rashi and most Rishonim probably who hold that Kidesh Ubal means Kiddushin and Znus. And then we have a group of Rishonim, the Rimigash, quotes a Shteya in his Tshuva, right? He then rejects it, but obviously it's an early Deya. I will discuss the Rimigash's formulation in a minute. The Balamor, the Raivid, the Rajva, they all say that we're not talking about Kidesh Umezana, but we're talking about Kidesh and then Nisun phase two. But what's interesting is that even then there appears to be two formulations in the Rishonim within the group that says Kiddushin and Nisuin. There still are two, this is already a more nuanced point, two different ways of expressing. Did you pick up on that?
Well, I thought a little bit maybe that whether it's still perfectly continuous or whether it's two distinct stages of...
Yeah, well, that's going to be the issue, which we're going to discuss in a second. That's going to be the issue that we're going to focus on. But just even in terms of the fact, the formulation of the Rishonim, there's something to say here about phase two. Phase two in Nisuin. So what are we going to emphasize about it? Donnie.
The Rimigash emphasizes that when she's married already, the Misa changes from Skila to Chanuk.
Excellent. As opposed to, so you'll say the Balamor, the Raivid, the Rajba, what do they emphasize?
Where they say it does nothing at all. It just kind of triggers the Misa.
Well, they don't focus on those. No argument about what exactly Tuma Yerusha, Mizonos. In other words, when you talk about the combination of Kiddushin and Nisuin here, what are you emphasizing? So in the Tshuva, the Rimigash, it's Chenek, and actually because it's Chenek, that opened up the Rimigash's objection, namely. It's a chumrah to a kula rather than a kula to a chumrah. And if you're really trying to compare Gneva and Tvicha Mechira, Gneva and Tvicha Mechira is an intensification. It's a chumrah. You go from 1, 2 to 4, 5. And how can you compare that, if indeed this is the pshat, to skila, which is reduced to chenek? That's the Rimigash's. He's so bothered by that question that he rejects this pshat partially because of it. Wow. But if you look at the Balamor, right, when he quotes this view, and the Rajba, right, again, the Balamor Alatar, anybody have it open? You have it, Eitan?
Balamor and
what? Yeah. We'll get to the one above Basra in a minute too, but, so the Balamor doesn't even mention the Chenek.
Yeah, he mentioned, he says,
Yorsho Mitamala. And that focus is the focus of the Rajba, Raivid, as well. So what that in itself is an interesting issue. Why would the Shita that the Rimigash quotes, why would he zero in on Chenek? Obviously the Rimigash felt that to be serious. Obviously the Rimigash was not impressed. I mean, again, you know, it's not a game. It's not... You know, if the particular Mefaresh happened to mention Chenek, so the Rimigash doesn't like the Chenek connection, but there's another one that works, so you're not gonna dismiss the Perush and the Gemara. So obviously it's implicit in the Rimigash's whole treatment that the Rimigash felt that the only viable explanation for Kidei Shebo'al being Nisuin would be to focus on the Onesh in the case of Znus. Because otherwise his objection, you know, just doesn't... So why is that? The question is, why is that? So I think that there could be, you know, two explanations, but they're kind of connected to each other. And it goes back to what we were discussing yesterday as well. What's the advantage of saying this other pshat about Kidesh Venasa, Chupa? So as the Rajba explained, and the Rimigash, you have the language as well. What's the advantage? Daniel?
More parallel,
okay, but as we discussed yesterday, more parallel doesn't have to be legally significant if the application of the parallel is irrelevant one way or another, but rather...
Same file,
right. Nigmar I do so. The way I called it is, I like speaking about files and file cabinets in the context of Avis. I admit to that particular tendency. Okay. So this, of course, is what the Rajba explains, the second view. And this is in the day that the Rimigash explains as well. Od zakarta shenira lecha bazeh tshuva v'hu shebekidushin tischayiv skila imzansa ukeshebal osa habal nasis nesua v'nischayiv chenek. He kavanas derecha. I'm sorry. Earlier, why? What's wrong with the regular pshat? Amarta ech osa matzkana lahakish inyana gneva im matvicha mechira linyana kedushin im abuula. Va'anachnu roin shebekidushin kvar nasis eishes ish b'lo hosifa ba habi'ila davar. Im kein min adinhu shetikare edus hakedushin kula davar. Va'agneva matvicha va'mechira enam kach lefi shagneva lo yischayiv kim hakefel batvicha v'mechira nitosef bohen tashlumi arba v'chamisha. So the same argument essentially, which is that if we were talking about kiddush v'znus, so then the kiddushin file is completely sealed, and it's only a question of applying this fact on the ground, which is already established in Beis Din, to some completely separate din Torah, that would not be comparable to Geneva and Tzvicha and Mechira. There wouldn't be even a Havamina that wouldn't work, essentially, is what the this Shita is saying. So if that's the case, then we have to ask the question, and what about Kiddushin v'Nisuin? So apparently, according to the Rimigash's view here, if we were talking about Kiddushin and Nisuin in terms of Kiddushin, right, and Yerusha Vetuma, or Mizonos, right, then that too would come under the rubric, so it would seem, of Kiddush U'Mizana. In the sense that, although it's certainly a lot less obvious, in the sense that we're dealing with two different files, the Kiddushin is completely over, and now it's a question of the Nisuin. Yerusha, Tumba, these are things that don't exist in Kiddushin at all. Right? Ksuva, a little trickier, right? Truma, right? Midaraisa, Filaruso, Chelas, Bitruma. So it depends what. But if we're talking about Yerusha and Tuma and Afaris Nadarim, right, these are the three Dinim Daraisa. It's interesting they don't mention Afaris Nadarim, though, because Afaris Nadarim, right, there might be some aspect of it Barusa, just not the full amount of Nesua. Okay. So Yerusha and Tuma are things that don't exist at all in the stage of Kiddushin. And they fully exist in the stage of Nisuin. The Rimigash report and Rimigash himself are assuming that would be the equivalent of Kiddush U'Mizana. Only a pre-existing Chiyuv Misa, which now changes from Skila to Chenek, only that is an open file. And that's why the Rimigash is bothered by the question, what do you mean it's an open file? It's an open file if it can get worse, if you can add to the file. But is it an open file if the penalty gets reduced? Now the truth is that the answer to that question could still be, yes. Who says that the relationship has to be one of intensifying? Maybe it's just one of changing. In other words, to defend the shita that the Rimigash is quoting, right? Like we said about the first day of the Rajba, just because something isn't fully parallel doesn't mean that there's a problem. You have to figure out what is legally significant and what is not legally significant. So just as we said, well, the fact that they aren't parallel, the Rajba talks about it's one person involved, how other people involved, Right, this is about between the husband and wife. Both stages, nus is some third party. And we said, okay, you know, is that necessarily important? So too, the fact that in the case of Geneva and Tvicha Mechira, we're talking about being Machmir. And in the case of Kiddushin and Nisun, we're talking about being Mekel. That per se doesn't have to be a problem. Right? Undoubtedly for the Rimigash it isn't either. Undoubtedly the Rimigash is trying to say, had it been that there was a Chumran intensification, it would be easy to see the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin as one continuum, but a continuation, an added stage to the previous one. The fact that the Chi of Misa is Lakula, maybe that gives us pause, maybe that really shows that Nisuin is a whole different status. After all, how could it go down if it's built off of? The answer is Chalos Eishas Ish of Kiddushin L'chud, and Chalos Ish of She'er Basar L'chud. That's the conclusion that I think the Rimigash, I'm assuming a lot for the Rimigash, but I think it's correct. I think this is the analysis. That's what the Rimigash is operating with, is this question, exactly. To what extent is Nisuin an independent file or a continuation of Kiddushin? So one could have said, getting back to the Balamor and the Ravid and the Rajba, right, that this is a question that applies to Yerusha and to Tuma and to Afaras Abal. It applies to everything. Again, in light of what we discussed last year, which is Kiddushin on its own may have had the capacity to create not only Eishas Ish but Sher Basar. It's almost like an artificial impediment, an artificial obstacle that you have to wait till the Nisuin. The Nisuin is a matir. The Nisuin completes what was innate, what was inherent in the Kiddushin all the time. Right? That's how many of the Rishonim explain why we mention the Chuppah, Bishas, Kiddushin, and the Birchas, Erusin, and so on. Right? All this really has its roots in the Kiddushin. So then I would say, not only Misa, but even Yerusha and Tumah are part of the same file. And that's exactly what the Rajba, the Baal Amor, and the Ravid say. So what I'm suggesting is that the Rimigash perspective is, no, those things are in a completely different file. The Inyan Dvarim Elu, Nisuin, and Kiddushin are two different chalos, two different kinyanim, right? The only thing where it's considered to be built off of or an actual continuation, an incomplete but completion then of the Kiddushin, is regarding the issue of Znus, of Misa, because after all that begins with Erusin and is simply modified in Nisuin. And the Ravid is saying, had that been the case, then it would have been more chomor. It wouldn't be more kal. The fact that it's more kal shows the Iser Eishas Ish of and Znus of Erusin L'chud, the Iser Eishas Ish of Nisuin L'chud. Even this is a sealed file. Okay. In light of this, though, one could say that Rashi, now we could say, that basically the Rimigash is signing on to Rashi's interpretation. Maybe Rashi doesn't like this whole pshat because he thinks that, indeed, that Nisuin and Kiddushin constitute two different files, two different mechayvim, question of reversibility, and other issues connected as well. Okay, so just getting back to the basic question for a moment. So far we've discussed Nisuin according to Rashi, Nisuin according to the Baal Amor and the Rajba and the Ravid, that's the other extreme, and the in-between is, you know, even the Hava Mina of the day on the Rimigash, that we would only make this comparison L'Inyan Misa, but not L'Inyan Yerusha and Tuma, and the Rimigash saying, no, even the Misa part, because of the Kula V'Chumra, is indicative that Hailuchude Koi V'Hailuchude Koi.
And this is also good because the Rimigash was the teacher of the Rambam, no?
Absolutely. Well, teacher of the teacher of the Rambam. But the Rambam was very influenced by the Rimigash.
So then the fact that he holds that Kiddushin and Nisuin are so separate from the Rambam would stem from this sort of same understanding as the Rimigash.
Well, the Rambam's view is that getting back to last year, I don't think the Rambam thinks that they're totally separate. I think the Rambam really believes that the Oser, well, in some respects, they're very separate in the Rambam. I mean, the contrast between an Osar and a Matir, and the question of the mitzvah being limited to Erisin, and so on. In those respects, yes. Maybe the gap between Erisin and Nesuin, in terms of actual details, like, you know, Edekium and Ktana, and, you know, the things that we discussed a lot last year, is greater between the in the Rambam than anywhere else. And in that sense, it works nicely with this idea of the Rimigash. However, part of the explanation also was that while that is true in the actual institutions and the way that they're implemented, conceptually, part of what makes Erisin so unique is the fact that we imposed the Oser and the Kinyan part of it, and that it could have been otherwise. And again, we also noted that, remember that the Rambam opens Chassidus with the history of Kodem Matan Torah Ha'isha, Hayadam Pogei Isha B'Shuk, Ratzahu Ratztahi, and we tried to explain, you know, adding a little bit to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that maybe that's why, you know, the Chuppahs mentioned B'Shasa Kiddushin, because it is still relevant. It's not just history, it's relevant history. So what you're saying is very, very true in terms of the facts and the actual acts of Kiddushin and Nisuin, more so in the Rambam than anyone else. I 100% agree. And at the same time, all that kind of, you know, is, you know, not true in a conceptual way for the very same reason. So it's, the Rambam is tricky. Okay. Yeah.
Well, based on what you're saying yesterday in the Rashba,
yeah,
the Rashba's whole problem was because of the fact that this is that he assumed that David was a step on the Tifa.
Yeah.
That they're related.
And I think the this day of the Rimigash too. I'm going to get back
right,
to that so in a second as well.
That is natural thing that they said that when he's answering, when he's answering for Nisuin, the scoop for that by Nisuin, it's okay to look for a dot because he said
again, by Nisuin.
The whole problem was because we thought that when we're learning, if you look from Bia, if you look from Znus,
that won't prove Nus, that won't prove Bnei Ben
Tzvicha. So it would make sense then that for the reason we don't have that problem by Kiddush Nisuin.
No, no. The Rashba was saying that how can you compare? How can you Rashi compare kiddushin and znus, where the kiddushin is nigmar adavar, and the znus is just a totally different file? How can you compare that to gneva and tvicha mechira, where tvicha mechira is the completion of the gneva file? Therefore, says the Rashba, instead we should opt for Kiddushin and Nisuin, which, like Gneva and Tzvichu Mechira, is a completion of the same file. I'm just trying to show today, even within that view, in the Rimigash version of it, actually eschews Yerusha and Tuma, maybe because it sees that as a separate file, and the Rimigash himself rejects it because he sees even the Misa part as a separate file. Okay. I'm contrasting basically with our three sheets. I'm now getting back to Rashi for a minute. Rashi, the Rashba is based on, this whole view is based then on two assumptions. One was that in the Hava Mina it mattered to us whether or not, not only whether or not something was independent, because no one's going to deny that Gneva is independent, and no one is going to deny that that, you know, that Kiddushin is independent, meaning that they are standalone eduyos, even if you didn't have any other information at all. There's no question about that. The only question is, are they independent and complete, or are they independent and potentially, still incomplete? It can be independent and incomplete. So the Rashba was assuming that it might matter to Rabbi Akiva, right? Not only whether something, whether phase A is independent, but whether it's independent and complete. I should add, getting back to what Daniel said a few minutes ago, we said, well, in the Maskana of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, if phase A is independent, then phase B is okay too for Rabbi Akiva, there are two ways to explain it, right? One is, you can get away with Chatzi Davra under those conditions. The other is, no, the fact that phase A is independent shows you that phase B is really independent too, even though it might not look that way. But given the context, it's independent, right? So in a way, this is very relevant to what we're saying now. Namely, the idea of closing file number one, you know, being important here, has to do with this question. Right? If what's necessary for Rabbi Akiva is not only that phase A be independent, but that phase A be independent and complete, then by definition we're always saying about phase B that it is a separate mechayev, a separate file. If, on the other hand, for Rabbi Akiva, when we say kidei shubal, all we really mean to say is if phase A is complete, we don't need anything more than that, right? Then it's possible to say that we're being machshir chatzidavar at phase two. But getting back to this with Rashi and the Rajba, so the Rajba's assumption was that maybe Rabbi Akiva will say, I require not only independence, but completeness. And that's why I have to give the example of Kidesh. That's what I might have thought. And therefore, I need the case of Kidesh Vinasa rather than Kidesh Umezano, because Gneva and Tvicho Mechira are, it could be that phase one is independent, but it isn't complete. Therefore, I need something else to prove that Rabbi Kiva's idea doesn't require independent at phase one. I mean, it doesn't require complete at phase one, just independent. Okay, that's the point. So the point is that Rashi, who disagrees, in theory could disagree for one of two reasons. Rashi could say, why should it ever matter to Rabbi... You might be right about Tvicho Mechira and its relationship to Gneva. However, even if you're right about that, why would anybody ever think that for Rabbi Akiva there's a difference between independence and completeness? Once you have independence, you don't need completeness. So even though, again, it's like we said before, technically you may be right about the parallel, but it's an irrelevant... It's an irrelevant right, and therefore, you know, it's not germane to our discussion. That's one possibility. Or, Rashi Gufa disagrees with the Rajva's characterization and the Rimigash's initial characterization of Tvicho Mechira. Because given the framework of Gneva, there's plenty of evidence in both directions, but plenty of evidence also in the direction that Tvicho Mechira is a separate Mechayev. Right? We spent a lot of time on that evidence. So it could be that the argument between the Rajba and Rashi, or Rashi and the other Rishonim, is really dependent upon that point, the Gneva. In other words, you're worried about the comparison to Kidesh Umezana because the Kidesh file is completed, right? And the Mezana is a totally different file. That's exactly what happens in Gneva and Tzvicha Mechira too. According to our Beit HaTam, you can have Tzvicha Mechira, you know, even after Kinyan. Although that might also be explained in the other way, but you can have, according to one day in the Tosas Reed, you can have Tzvicha Mechira before the Gneva and switch the order. Right, the reading of the Mishnah 9 Tesem and so on and so forth. What we discussed, Shana Bechet, Nishtarish Bechet, and so on and so forth. So the point is, this could be an important machlokas. Now, Lamaskana ends up being flipped, because Lamaskana, the Rajba, is saying that according to that Rabbi Kiva is Moda, even in case of independence without being completely completed. Completely completed. Independence without completeness. Right? Because it's Kidesh Uboal Kidesh Venasa. And it could very well be that Rashi will disagree. Maybe Rashi really does require not only independence but completeness in order to establish that phase, and that would work nicely. Daniel was suggesting that Rashi sounds not like the Ben Peretz and the Ravid, that Rabbi Kiva's Moda B'chatzi Dabar phase one is independent, but phase two is independent if phase one is independent. That works better if phase one is not only independent, but complete. File's closed. So then what happens next can only be significant given the context if it is also independent. So that would actually work nicely for Rashi, and maybe Rashi would say, you know what, Gnevo, Tvicho, Mechira are really two different files. But maybe Kiddush Ubaal is not a good example, Dafka, because it's one file. Hard to know. Okay. Anyways, that's as far as the Rimigash, the Raiva, the Balamar, the Rajba on one side versus Rashi. I said there are several interesting issues here on the other. Okay. Now let's continue in the Gemara. Let's continue with the Gemara. Just now we get to the Rabban. Go ahead. Period. That's what the Gemara originally thought. That's the only thing that the Rabbanan are going to exclude. So the Gemara says that can't be. And there's some question whether this last line of the Gemara is the proper Girsah. Now that's the Girsah of Rashi, the Ramban likes it. Other Rishonim are not so sure that we have this Girsah of Hani Omri Ketanahi, Bahani Omri Ketanahi. Okay. And that's very important as we'll soon see. So we have the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan. Turns out that according to the Rabbanan, there's also a concept, so it would appear, of Davar Velo Chatzi, Velo Chatzi Davar. Okay. As we noted yesterday, Davar Velo Chatzi Davar is a very challenging idea. Because one would have thought that if we believe Adam and they come to court and they provide authentic corroboration of certain facts, and those facts lead to a certain legal conclusion, that that should be the end of the story. In other words, we should be able to put those facts together, and Bezdin should be able to act on it. The Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, and it turns out, we'll see if this is true for everyone, of the Rabbanan as well, is that it's not true. And that has to do, as I mentioned yesterday, with the Gzeres HaKasuv aspect of Haggadah Seidus, unquestionably. Namely, we give tremendous power to Edim, but as a result, we circumscribe who can be an aid, how the edus is done, etc. There's a power of edus that transcends the... It's based on, but it transcends the umdun of the muchach of its being truth, number one. Number two, I think, this has to do with the idea that the edus has to flow, or the facts of Bezdin have to flow from Edim. And not when you... Edim come forward with a chatzi davar, so it's not really the Edim who are providing the facts. It's the synthesis of Bezdin. And I think this takes away from the role of the Edim, or, and, could be both are true, it also compromises the role of the Dayanim. The Dayanim are meant to hear the Edus, right? And they're supposed to be the halachic decisors of the case. If they're putting together the case, if they're partly the prosecutors, you know, they're synthesizing the case from the fragments that they're given to the Edim. So number one, the fragments don't really have the authority of the Edim. The role of the Edim has been compromised, but also the role of the Bezin has been compromised. I say they're not just in the phase of deciders and decisors. But as I say, they're almost like the prosecuting office as well, and that's unacceptable. Good. So the question is this halacha, is this true? Davar lochatzi davar. It's just a major, major chiddush. It's a major chiddush for Rabbi Akiva already. But if we paskin that way, it's an even bigger chiddush. Which is why the first rishon that we should discuss, for Ari is. That doesn't hold this. Let's go. The Rimigash. Excellent. So let's discuss the two. What would you say are the two extreme views of the sugya? One is the Rimigash and the other? I guess it's a matter of taste.
The riff.
I would go with the riff. Exactly. My instinct is Right. I mean, on the Rimigash being one side, that's a Davar Pasha. On the other side, I would go for sure with the Rif. Okay. Although it depends, I think, on how you interpret the Rif. The Rif, I would say, as understood by the Balamor, as understood by the Balitosis, not necessarily as understood by the Ramban, as I'll explain in a minute. So let's start with the Rimigash. Why is the Rimigash an extreme sheet in the Sugya?
Hold
davar v'lechatzi davar. So how does he? I mean, he has to read the Gemara. So, what does the Rimigash do?
I didn't see all of it, but I guess. I mean,
you don't need to see all of it in this case, even if you only saw chatzi davar, because he makes it pretty clear. Somebody appreciates my that's of you. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, you don't.
He says it like he keeps repeating. He repeats it about 7 times. So that's why I say in this case you didn't have to see the whole thing, because it's a davar shalem repeated. Although there are some nuances in the end of the piece. Well, what's the general thrust? How does he read the Gemara? Huge chiddush in the reading of the Gemara. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says. Even the Rabbanan agree, Echad Omer, Shnaim Omer Mechad Begabo, Shnaim Omer Mechad Bekreisim.
He's saying that the drush of Rabbi Kiva, not saying that he the run a hole like it, but that drusha doesn't teach us Chatz Davar, it happens to exclude this very extreme case. But
so why in this case don't we put together the Eidos?
Because they're...
I mean, the big question, let's just get back to this, let's just put it in context. The question that Al Rishonim asked, which the Rif crystallized in Baba Basra, is the question that they're all dealing with. Cheskos Gimel Shanim, we do seem to say that you can put together the fragments and make a can synthesize an Eidos out of it, even though you need Gimel Shnei Chazaka in order to win the Sadeh. However, when it comes to Shnei Saros and Godless, Shnei Momer Mechad Begava, Shnei Momer Mechad Bekresa, doesn't work. So we can't synthesize in Godless, but we can synthesize in Cheskos Gimel Shanim, and that's the question, as the Rif puts it so well, you know, that all the Rishonim, all the Gonim earlier were bothered by this distinction, you know, because the Gemara here is saying that the Rabbanon agree in Gimel Shanim, and they're saying they don't agree in Shnei Saros. So what's the Rif? The Rimigash is a very radical answer, namely.
He says that it's against Halacha. We hold it's Rabbanon who say that you need to have two in the same place, and all it is
not exactly. The Rimigash says that if you look at the Sugya Nida, the impression that you get anyway is that according to the Rabbanan, if you have Shnayim Omrim Echad Begaba V'Echad Bekresa, one Kadvedim, in other words, that would testify that Echad Begaba V'Echad Bekresa, that would not be godless. So the problem here is not the synthesizing of two different Agados Eidos. The problem is that the evidence, the Tochen HaEidos, of even a single Kat, in this case, is insufficient to establish Godless. I mean, the quality of the Agados Eidos is the problem, not the fragmented Kabbalah or Haggadah. It's the quality of the Agada itself. That's the Rimigash. Now, he's on strong ground when it comes to the Sugya Nida. In terms of our sugya here, wow, I mean, how could that be the pshat? What's the problem? But well, before we get to what's the problem, the conclusion, the implication then for the Rimigash is, now we understand Gimel Shnei Chazaka. We can yawn through Gimel Shnei Chazaka now, meaning we don't need any arduous explanation for that. Gimel Shnei Chazaka, if two Edom came and said, we witnessed all Gimel Shnei Chazaka, would it work? 100%. And therefore, says the Rimigash, we don't care if we get fragmented agadas about Gimel Shnei Chazaka. If the Tochen HaEidos, the quality of the Eidos, meets the proper standards, then how many agados it takes to bring it to the Beis Din is irrelevant. In other words, according to the Rimigash, that's why it's an extreme. Basically, what we identify as davar v'lo chatzi davar for the Rabbanan doesn't exist. And what we said before about, why can't you have the Edim, who are Nemanim, come to court, provide us with fragment A, fragment B, fragment C, fragment D, fragment E, and then you know, we'll the Dayanim will put it all together. They'll what is it, cross, they'll connect the dots. Right? Why not? The answer is according to the Rimigash. Absolutely, you could do that. This whole idea, this huge chiddush, you know, which says so much about Eidus and Eidim and Dayanim, just doesn't exist in the Gemara at all, according to the Rimigash. He just, in one bold stroke, he just completely erased it from our halachic calendar. It doesn't exist anymore. So on the basis of the Sugya Nida, great, Misvara, terrific. Problem is, what? What do you do with the Gemara? Well, what's the problem with the Gemara? Our Gemara? Our Gemara calls it Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. According to the Rimigash, it shouldn't be Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. It should be... It should be dependent on the, you know, what you need for the Eidus. It's a din in Hilchos Gadlus. It's not a din in Hilchos Eidus at all. So it would appear. Right? And who asked this question? What? Who said Rimigash? Okay, you're both right. So you said Balamor. Balamor where? In Balvasra. Right. The Balamor in Balvasra asks this question. He says, you have the line in front of you? He says, I don't know what to do with this Rimigash because I just don't understand how he reads the Sugya. Why is this called Chatzi Davar? It has nothing to do with Chatzi Davar. What is it? Mem Aleph? Lamed Aleph and Dapi. Lamed? What?
And Hedron also is mashmah. There come a bunch of pieces where Rabbanon seem to authenticate Chatzi Eidus, even where the answers of some of the Rishonim wouldn't work.
We'll get to. Well, hopefully we get to Sunday if we have a chance. We'll get to Sunday. Okay, you have the line there, Eitan?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Rav Rabbi Yosef Alevi Talmido.
Yeah, that I have. Talmido Katav Lavi from there.
Yeah, the parish Beloshon Hazeh.
Katavanov the fair show Beloshon Hazeh. Vada yita lahai kushya. Hai piruk in the park, piruk in the alyahu. Vada kushya mei kar leite. Kaimalan, shde sarab makumachad bi inan. Mishumachi lo mitstarfi. Hakol kimoshe katu the fair show. Shanu my name is Varab. Gamu inan mozim by him tam. Shain zani tam the Varab lochat the bar. Shafidu kata hat. Mishde sarod. Kahai gada shishneim haidim idim.
See, I'm not the only one making davar v'lo chatzi davar jokes. Yeah. Okay. It's in the tradition of the Balamar. Okay. Okay. The Gamma Rif.
The Gamma Rif Zara Inu Bichvotav. Shetzivada Taken Musach Halachot Bazeh. One second.
Rosev Zatam. Remember in Arkava Trey Rikshi, the Ramban's phrase about Harsha, so the Balamar uses it here.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, the Balamar is dealing with several questions, but his basic question is very good. His basic question is, what is the if the Rimigash is right? He says, I think the Rimigash has a very strong foundation in Masechet Nida. I mean, the Rif quotes both of these answers. He says it's not. There's no good Taroves here. The Balamar should have come up with a good line about, you know, better line about the Tarovas part. What? Good. Okay. Very good. That's a good suggestion. very good. So, or something like Dosan Tal of Gam or something like that. I don't know. But Kalayim's very good. So, basically, he's saying, so he says, Inochanami, the only reason that the Gemara is talking about this case is because of Machlokas and Nida, and the Gemara wanted to say, according to the Mandamar, there that it works. The exact opposite of the Rimigash. According to the Mandamar, there that it works. So, this would be a better Hechatimtzi, because otherwise, just practically, how could it be that, you know, it's Echad v'Imin, the Echad v'Smol, the Kresa, or Begaba, and we're supposed to believe that the Edom didn't see it. So it's better to say Echad Begaba, v'Echad v'Kresa, even though we don't paskin like that, but it'll be a Liba de Mandamar who holds that way, because it's a more believable case. That's essentially what the Balamar is saying. Okay. But L'Halacha, so the Halacha basically, he agrees in this case with the Rimigash, but he thinks that the Sugya is according to the Mandamar that it works. Since it's according to the Mandamar that it works, so the Rimigash is wrong, because what does it have to do with Dabar Lo Chatzi Dabar? It's just a completely different idea. Namely, there's no Tziruf between the Saras. Okay. The Ravid Alatar says, oh, because of this Sugya, maybe we should conclude that it's going maybe we should conclude that Echad Omer Begaba, Echad Omer Bekresa really works. Are we really paskin that way? That's if you have the Ravid and Shidduch Betz Alatar. That's what he says. Not like the Balamor that really the Halacha would only be according to the other Mandama. Okay, that's the Nida part of the Sugya, which doesn't interest me any further right now. Meaning, how do we paskin an Echad Omer Begaba, Echad Omer Bekresa? From the Gemara Nida, it sounds one way. According to this sugya, it would sound the other way. Fine. Once we get out of that, but what about the Balamar's main taina, which is, you know, Lefi, Arimigash, what does this have to do with Dover, Velochanti, Dover? Absolutely nothing. So the Rimigash, Dovi said before, you know, Dovi shouted out the Rimigash, asked the question, and he does.
Well,
you're absolutely right.
One way, less four potent way of asking the question.
I'm sorry?
I mean, you only ask it in terms of just like reading the sugya. Not in terms of like the fundamental question of what the
problem. Okay, but I think he does address it.
He
couldn't
prevent that question.
What?
I think really carefully, because he's not bothered by the question because he has more.
Well, he's come to this conclusion already.
Right.
It could be that he just doesn't believe that we could paskin davar lo chatzi davar from an Eidus point of view, because it is such a big chiddush, or because he thinks, you know, that lahalacha, everybody, we just all the sugyas agree that we don't paskin echad omer. Echad begabel v'echad bekreisar mitzdarif. Maybe that's what motivates him. It's hard to know. But whatever, you're right. He is displaying great certitude here. I said before, if you read, you don't need to read the whole piece because it's a very, very long piece. You can read the Chatzi Davar and get it because he keeps repeating. But this one point he doesn't repeat so much. Here you do have to read the... he has a very interesting line, which at least we should mention. I'm not sure if we can explain it so much better. Well, what's his answer to the question? He's not oblivious to it. He knows the question.
I mean, his answer was... We start off with Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva was talking about Chatzi Davar, so he said, Lo Chatzi Davar, Ella.
Okay, that's already the maskana. That's when he's already diluting it a little bit. You're absolutely right, though. That's
the
section.
He talks about zero.
He says what we wanted to preclude here was a very interesting general havamina.
Right.
This, I think, is an interesting point, like a meta-interesting meta point, right? Namely, one would have thought
that
if you have two, if you have in shiurim in general, but this has nothing to do with Eidus. This has to do with Shiurim and Kol HaTorah Kula. Previously, it's been thought, and what the Balamor was saying was, the Rimigash's Pshat has nothing to do with Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. It only has to do with the Sugya of Godless through Simonim and Saros, right? That's the Balamor's accusation of the Rimigash. The Rimigash was bothered by that. He didn't want to make it so parochial, so narrow, because what does that have to do with our Sugya? And he wanted to work it in somehow to Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. But according to him, it can't be Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar and Haggadah Seidus. because what we should make one thing clear. I mean, the Baal HaMor says, well, the Gemara, it would have been better if the Gemara had given the example, Echad Omer be min begaba, Echad Omer be small begaba. Baal HaMor says, that would have been better, because that would have been halacha, a case. But we're worried about the ramifications of, you know, how could it be he didn't see it? Which the Baal HaMor himself, of course, L'shita So, is particularly sensitive to, because to him that's the whole issue of Davar V'lachatzi Davar, which we'll get back to. Fine. But as we know, the Rimigash himself says, and what if the case had been Echad Omer, Shnayim Omrim Echad Begaba Bimin, Shnayim Omrim Echad Begaba Bismol? Right? So what would be the halacha? That would be Eidus. Right? Oh. So basically, so what was this Chava Mina? What does this Davar V'lachatzi Davar have to do with any of this at all? So here the Rimigash comes up with this Kiddush. It's not even in Haggadah Seidus. Because we know, Echad Omer Begaba Bimin, Echad Omer Begaba Bismol, is Mitzdari. The issue is a din, and I'm expanding it a little bit, but I think is what he means. A din in Shiurim. And in Shiurim and Kol Tarakula. One would have thought, if you're in a Mokom Aroi, and you have a Chatzi Shir, so a Chatzi Shir b'Mokom Aroi, and another Chatzi Shir b'Mokom Aroi, if you do the math, a Shir Shalei make. And that's the halacha of Davar v'lo Chatzi Davar, and it's applied here, but it's a more general idea. Don't think that whenever you have Davar Haroi lehitzaref, that you can then operate with two chatzis, a chatzi haroi leitztaref and a chatzi haroi leitztaref work together. No. Shiurim are not based on chatzi davar, but on davar. If you need a shiur, you need the whole shiur together. You can't combine it. You can't do it mathematically. You have to do it as an integrated unit. That's the line. Let me just read the line for a second, because maybe it'll then I'll take a question. Listen to the line of the Rimigash. Noktinan hashul rabbanan dehechad misadi chatzi davar v'hani chatzi shvehani shnei chatzoyin mitstarfi adadi meimela hayalu havelahu davar dehalo ichbaslam bedavar deedus ikaima mikat achas o shnayim o gimel kitos v'i hana chatzoyin lo mitstarfi adadi b'ho udarmin en davar v'lo chatzi davar shalotomar. This shalotomar is the answer to the Baal HaMor. Shalotomar. What is the sugya telling us about davar v'lo chatzi davar beyond simply echad begaba v'echad bekreisa? Shalotomar. Kiven dekol chatzi minayu b'mokom aroihu. Teda. How do you know that kol chatzi is b'mokom aroi, and therefore each one should have a status of chatzi raya or chatzi siman? Teda. Shar ilo haya chatzi acheri mo haysa edus nigmeres akshav shehen bebeis b'mkomos. Either on the kresa or in the gaba, is all mekomos aruyim. And if you had echad bimin veechad bismol, they would combine. So therefore, don't think he have the shnei chatzoyin mikol davar shabaolam shkulin have a keneged davar gamur. Why not say if a unit works and the unit is defined in more than one way, but it's all unit of godless? So maybe we should say that every half, that half a unit and half a unit equals a unit. So Begaba is a unit, right? Is a Roy unit. Bekresa is a unit. Take a half a Gaba, half a Kresa. You have half a unit and half a unit. And half a unit and half a unit equals a unit. Kamash Malan, he says now Kamash Malan, not just me. Kamash Malan de lohava edus klal, but the issue isn't edus. The davar arachmana, davar shalem, velo shnei chatzoy davar, the afapi shehen shkulin keneged davar shalem. This is like an incredible rimigash. We would have thought as a universal idea that whenever you have a unit that you could combine half units in the same area, as long as it's a makom aroyli unit, Kamash Malan, a shiur is not always does not always consist of two halves. Yeah.
And it's not clear. Are you saying that even if, let's say, we have a case where you have two Aiden, both testify that there's one big Abba, one big Krista?
Two Aiden.
Two Aiden.
Right.
Both together testify that there's
two
one.
Aiden, not two Kat.
No, two,
two Aiden.
Both together testify there's one big Abba, one side of big Abba, one big Krista, that this would have been subject to the Hav meeting here?
Yes. According to the Rimigash, absolutely.
I mean,
that's what he says.
I mean,
we would have thought.
What I was interpreting it what he was saying was that if you have one Eidus on a Chatzi Dagar, so then we can say basically that we have an Eidus here on Chatzi, you know, half a unit, and then we have a half unit Eidus on another half unit, maybe we can combine them. Whereas if you were to have, this is a Chiddush, but, you know, we're
I think it's a Dover Pasha that he's saying what I said.
I mean, then I don't see how that answers the question at all. Either the answer
has nothing to do with Eidus. What he's saying is our two dinim of. Then in the end, let me explain the end. And then the end is Dovi's point. He says, but then in the end, he says, however, it's still a little problem because it's not really Davar v'lo chatzi Davar, now it's perfect. It should really be Davar v'lo shnei chatzi Davar. Which proves the point. Listen to the line. Ihachi says, in other words, the Rimigash is trying to be radically honest here. He's not glossing over the Balamor's question. He's so into it and so trying to find a way out of it that he's even going to admit that with the Pshat, he still comes short. Except that he's going to explain that that's because of Rabbi Akiva. Right? Ihachi, my davar v'lo chatzi davar, hai davar v'lo shnei chatzoi davar. Not the Eidus. Even one kat testifying about Echad Begabba v'Echad Bekresa. That's the Kiddush that we're being told that it doesn't work. So Havalei LeMeimar, not Davar v'lo chatzi davar for the Rabbanon, but Davar v'lo shnei chatzi davar. By the way, just let me add another quick ha'ara. As we said before, right? Daniel mentioned it before. The Baal HaMor said, even in the Hav Amina, the Gemara knew that the Rabbanon believe in Davar v'lo chatzi davar. Right? That's how he asks his questions against the Rif. The Ramban said, no. We only know Davar v'lo chatzi davar according to the Rabbanon once we have the transition to the second half of the Gemara. Right? But according to the Rimigash, there really is no din of Davar v'lo chatzi davar. Right? So according to the Baal HaMor's understanding of the Rimigash, there's no din of davar v'lo chatzi davar at all. But according to the Rimigash's own formulation, there's a din, according to the Rabbanan, of davar v'lo shnei chatzi davar. But there is no din of davar v'lo chatzi davar. This is all very highly nuanced, but this is really what the Rimigash says. And then we'll see in the Ramban that the Ramban says, and what's the maskana according to the Rabbanan? Rabbi Kiva says, davar v'lo chatzi davar. But the Rabbanan say, davar v'lo chatzi davar gamur. Now, what does chatzi davar gamur mean? So that we still have to clarify for the Ramban. But just to put in perspective, what is the Rabbanan's view vis-a-vis Rabbi Kiva, both in the Hav Amina and the Maskana? Some Rishonim say he held like Rabbi Kiva in principle already way back then. Some say he never holds like him. Some say he holds something like that, but it's not a din in Eidus, it's a din in shnei chatzi davars. Ein davar v'ein shnei chatzi davar. It's a huge idea, right? It's a strange Hav Amina, more than that the maskana is not correct, we understand, but this is why that we learn that from the words davar v'lo chatzi davar. Davar means the integrity of the chefza shall eidus, or the chefza shall shir, really. Yeah.
I'm just not clear on this. If we're saying that it's nothing really, not only that the point of the chiddush wasn't with regard to the
eidim,
but that in fact it really doesn't make a difference in terms of eidim at all. So then, are we saying that in Nida this wouldn't work? I mean, achas v'gadol achas kreisa, we have a halacha psuka that does not work in Nida.
Right.
And we're saying, and yet we have a Hav Amina now that it would work.
The Hav Amina of our Gemara is why shouldn't it work? After all, so what I'm trying to say to you is, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to interpret the Rimigash.
The
Rimigash is saying, I would have thought that this is a universal din in Shiurim, not a din in Hilchas Nida.
That erases all the internal din in Shiurim and all the.
One would have thought that any time you have the definition of Mokom Aroi, that you and you have two makom arois or ten makom arois in a certain specific halacha that you could combine chatzis. That's what he's saying. I mean, I can't do better than that. You can read it and disagree. That's what he says.
What makes it a little less problematic, I think, would be if you were to say that, let's say, what's happened here is that you had the havmina was that even though
I heard what
one
you said,
but
I don't
work,
right, but I don't think he says that.
What words tell you that he does? He's not saying that.
He doesn't. I don't think I have to prove the words that he doesn't say, but you would have to prove that there is such a chila, because the language of the Rimigash is that the havmina was that whenever you have shiur, it's nothing to do with the Eidus, it's nothing to do with Haggadah. This is all about shiur. I mean, the words are about shiurim. Shalot tomar, kivin de kol chatzi minayu b'mokom haroihu, teida shari ilu hoya chatzi achar os imo, hoya se'edus nigmeres, achshav shehim b'beis mekomus, v'kol mokom mehem, mokom roi lo osa davar hu, ki av shnei chatzayin, mikol davar sheba olam shkulin heim, have a kenega davar gomor, kamash malan, delo have edus klal, the davar amrachmana, davar shalem velo shnei chasar. The whole explanation has nothing to do with edus. The edus is the example of the Gemara, meaning this isn't edus because the shiurim are no good. Alpha pi shehen shkulim kenega davar. I think it's very clear. I think your reaction is, if I can psychologize you, your reaction is because this is such a big chiddush, you just can't be makabalit. Because you're saying, and it's the reason that I characterize it as a big chiddush. This is a separate din in shiurim of godless.
No, that I don't have a problem. The problem I have is that it's
when the minchas chinuch tries to do.
The happening here was that we're undoing a din which is psuka in the halachos of nidus. And we're saying no. We're coming with this pasuk to say that what really we say there. That you
well,
need
it's a machlokas in nidus. Right, it's a machlokas in nidus.
According to that day, that you really do need two b'makom aroi. So now we have having now to say maybe you don't need two b'makom aroi.
Right.
In general, just
absolutely.
With regard to nidus.
Right. Well, either way, just remember that either way, this Gemara seems to be against the Gemara in Nida, as the Balamor pointed out in his way, and as the Ravid pointed out in his way.
You could have said that if you have one Eidus on one Gava, on Seir Achas, the Gava, one Eidus.
But then you're giving credence.
Right,
but all I'm saying is that the Rimigash repeats about seven times in this page and a half piece how the amount of times that the amount of Kite Eidim that you require, the fragmented Haggadah, is never Malav Amor. That he introduces this whole part with that as well. And he says, again, if you want, I'll just... Naktinan hashar abonet hechni besadi chatzi davar hani chatzi davar mitztarfi. Memela havelu davar. Halo ichbaslan bedavar de edus ikaima mikas achas o mishtayim o mishalash kitos. And he repeats this about five different times. And this is the line before this whole discussion. This is the line leading in. V'i hana chatzayim lo mitztarfi. His whole mahalach is we never care about the Haggadah Seidus or the amount of Kite Eidim. We only care about the quality of the Davar that they're testifying about. I think what you're rebelling against is I understand it. But again, in terms of the Gemara Nida, I think it's brilliant to the Rimigash, because in a way, the Ravid and the Balamor have to say, you know what? This Gemara is Aliba to the other Mandamar. This Gemara proves that we paskin like the other Mandamar. What the Rimigash is saying is something conceptually fascinating. What he's saying is the Gemara there discusses the din of godless per se. And the Gemara here is raising a Havamina, you know, and call it Tarakula. Maybe there would be a way to argue with that Mandamar, but for a different reason. In other words, even if the idea of the unit is Begaba alone or Bekresa alone, but maybe there's another way, namely a way of being mitzdarev chatzi unit and chatzi unit haru'uyim. So in a way, it is against the Gemara Nida, but it's an alternative to the Gemara Nida, rather than just saying, yes, we like the Shita, no, we don't like the Shita. It's a way of saying, you're right, ontologically, you may start off with the view that you need to Bekresa or to Begaba, but I'm telling you that there's a special din that says that chatzi davar, chatzi shir, bedavar haroi is mitzdarif. Let it work in that way.
Basically, just totally erasing the rest of the Gemara Nida.
The result would be against the Gemara Nida, but it doesn't erase it. The Gemara they're saying that the unit of godless is kresa or gaba, and the Gemara here is trying to be mechadesh. Well, if that's the case, it's almost like a minchas chinuch in Hilchos Shabbos kind of an issue. You know what I mean? The Hilchos Shabbos people know. You're right. 2 years. Okay. Meaning about Shigas Malacha being Mitztarev, but not Shigas Shabbos, being mitzvahed for cross malachos, but not shigas malacha. But I don't want to get into the details. But okay, that's the Rimigash. In any case, this is a chiddush of the Rimigash. Yeah.
The Miri also brings down the Rimigash.
Yeah.
I think you might have added one or two words. Might limit it to maybe this idea not being called Torah, but specifically that the Aegis somehow could be mitzvahed for two things.
Yes.
He says a line of, can I read?
Yeah, please.
The thing he's talking about, which is Kol She'in HaAegis mitzvahed, Bein Bekas Achas, Bein Mishtayim, Ava Pisha Shnei Chatzon Nidonim Ke'echad.
Ava Pisha'in? I don't see that
the
those words.
I think
he's repeating accurately what the Rimigash said. And I think I think the part that you read said it doesn't matter whether it's Kadachat or Shtikite. No, he means. Even though that's what he says in the word, does the words here? Afapi shehin shkulin kenege davar shalem. I think that's his translation of those words. I think the Miri actually is faithful, unlike the Balamar. Yeah, unlike the Balamar, I think I thought the Miri actually really does capture the Rigash. I just want to try to get the riff in before we adjourn for today. Yeah.
What would be a parallel case of Makom Haroi where you're not mitzvahed? Meaning, if this is something which extends beyond Hilchus Nida, what would be
I don't know. I have to think of case. I'm not sure.
I was going through Tosfos. Tosfos brings down four or five different cases where you have Davar Belochatzi, which he thinks pose a problem to this idea of something you need drasho, something that's halakas, like Eret, and he says he explains each one.
But those aren't issues of Shirin.
None of those are parallel, right?
I don't know. We have to find other cases. He doesn't bring other cases. All I'm saying is he treats it as if this is a broader issue, namely when you have a shiur made up of makomos or ru'uyim, why can't you, instead of going the shiur route, go the chatzi shiur route? What other cases there actually would be, I'm not sure. We'd have to find, if we could find other cases, it would be good. But even in absence of other cases, because there don't happen to be a hechetimtzi, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I think this is clearly what he's saying. That I'm relatively certain about. I mean, without seeing anything further, I think it's perfect in his formulation of the Gemara. Again, for the Balamor, the problem is, what does that have to do with Chatzi Davar at all? For the Rimigash, the problem is, it's not Davar below Chatzi Davar, it's Davar below Shnei Chatzai Davar. I just think it's so precise that it's perfect. Okay. The Rif, in one respect, Ari agrees, right, is the opposite of the Rimigash. How so? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Another line in the Miri. Yeah. Four, right?
There's
only four.
I
think I'm later, but...
Okay, I have the Miri here also. And, is it the or the regular one?
And,
I didn't bring the regular one, but I bought the...
regular one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
After he's done for the Rimigash, it's costly, ma'a trachin, lo mo'a sh'ein, either sh'ein, keith, and mo'a, mo'a, mo'a,
right. That's the question now. In other words, this has nothing to do with trade. He's asking against the Rimigash. That's the Rimigash. No. This is just an explanation of what the Rimigash actually says, which is we don't really care where Eidos comes right. from, or how it's synthesized, we just care that the Chafta Shal Eidos...
That's the whole purpose of the Luluim.
Yeah.
He's responding to that point.
I don't think so. But again, one more time? Either way, I don't think that that's true in the Rimigash, right. But I don't think that that's true in the... I'll look again in the Miri. I don't think that's the way to read the Miri either. I think he's just trying to explain that, you know, that's his way of saying kind of what the Balamar was saying, which is that it's Lavdavka. I really don't see it as saying more than that. Okay. What about the Rif? Why is the Rif the opposite of the Rimigash? Harry.
He seems to...
Since that was your conclusion.
Right, yeah. I'll stick with that. I mean, he says that the Rabbanan do totally have an idea of Chatzidah.
Yeah. And not only that, but if you take the Rif in the extreme, the way that the Balamar, the way that the Balitosis understood it, based on some of the questions, so it seems like he has a very rigorous standard for Davar Shalem, even according to the Rabbanon, in which case the gap between Rabbi Kiva and the gap between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon is the greatest for the Rimigash especially the Rimigash Aliba, the Balamor, but in terms of the Eidos part of it, the Rimigash period. Because you can synthesize, there's no problem. You can, there's never an afkamina how many Agados there is. For the Rif, it's the opposite. The gap between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon is the most narrow. Because even the Rabbanon not only require Davar Velochatzi Davar, but define Davar Velochatzi Davar. If you read like the Balamor and Tosas does, in what way? What do you require to be considered a Davar?
Oh, that each part in and of itself has to be worth something?
Exactly. That each Eidos be consequential, or that the Eidos be consequential in its own right. Right? In other words, one could have said, you need Davar, not Chatzi Davar, but how do we define one Chefta Shel Eidos? Does it depend necessarily on there being a concrete result? Some dine mominis or din iser, psak din? Maybe something is a chefta shaledus, even if it's only a building block, as long as it isn't a fragment. The Rav used to say in the name of his father that I think it works impossibly to the Ramban, but we'll get to the Ramban, I guess not today, I guess we'll finish this off on Thursday. But the Rav used to say in the name of his father that even if you require davar velo chatzi davar, it doesn't necessarily mean chiyuv. It's not necessarily defined by chiyuv and p'tur. It's defined by chefza shaledus. You need a complete chefza shaledus. Right? That's how he used to explain shnei chazaka. You have somebody or somebody testifies about a year of chazaka or achzik ba de mechatzki ba inshi. Even if there's no halachic consequence, it's a chefza shaledus as opposed to Echad begaba, the echad omer, you know, echad begaba, echad omer. I'm sorry, shnayim omer echad begaba, shnayim omer echad bekresa. Right, each one in his own right. There's no chefza shaledus. That's another way to read the Gemara. Maybe this is what the Ramban meant. Maybe not. We'll get to it. But you know, hani omri ktani. Right, so you don't have to, even if you're to say that there's some concept of davar lochatzi davar against the rimigash, that may just mean that fragments don't combine. You need a chefza shaledus. But the Rif seems to have gone considerably further, saying that the way we define chefza shaledus or davar is davar hamachayiv or davar hamazakeh. Right, that's how he explains. That's what does the Rif say, by the way? I mean, we're all assuming everybody knows, but
The
reason that Shnei Chazaka.
Right, each year that we can use against them to make a Chai of the Paras. If they're not combined, each year we make a Chai of the Paras the 8th.
Exactly. So each year, each Chatzi Davar is a Davar Shalem concretely in terms of Chi of Paras. So, in a sense, according to the Rimigash, what's the exception? Shnei Saras. And for a very different reason, too, because it's not even good quality of Eidos. Right? For the Rif, the exception is Gimel Shnei Chazaka. Because even though it looks like Chatzi Eidos, it looks like it's dependent, it really stands independently. Now the way that the Balamor and the Bali Tosis understood the Rif, that this is what he's saying, namely that Chefza Shel Eidos or Davar Shalem requires something where there's a independent Chiyuv, right? There still remains a serious difficulty. The question that the Miri raises, namely, Noah?
Going the opposite direction of the Chiyuv.
Yeah. You're going to say that, that this is considered Davar Shalem because of the Chiyuv Peros, and therefore we can synthesize an Eidos of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, which allows him to win the Karka. These are going in opposite directions. Which file is it? Who's the Tovei and who's the Nitva here? Right, how do you know where to put this Eidos? Can you shift? So apparently the idea of the Rif knew this also. The Rif didn't care. The Rif was saying the problem isn't switching Eidos from one file to another. The problem is that you can't have fragmentary Eidos. If you have an Eidos Shalem, you can switch files, you can switch file cabinets. That's not Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. Problem is it an independent Haggadas Eidos or not? And we don't care if it's in the other direction. Let me put it this way. The question of the Rishonim, we ask, of the Miri, Udimau, are assuming a problem of davar lachati davar in tziruf hagadas edus, whereas the Rif is really not worried about the tziruf; he's worried about the chafta shel edus, the integrity of the edus itself. However, I'll just add one thing, and that is, this is how the Rif was understood by the Balamor. That's why the Balamor asked the question, and tvicho mechira. Gemara asked the question, tvicho mechira. According to Rabbi Akiva, says the Balamor, shouldn't they have asked the question even according to the Rabbanan? After all, it turns out the Rabbanan also believe in davar v'lochati davar. And if the definition of davar v'lochati davar, according to the Rabbanan, is based on an immediate chiyuv, right? So how come tzvicho mechira will qualify? Before the Gemara knew the answer of the Geneva, if phase one is independent, then phase two doesn't need to be, right? That's a Balamar's question. That's a question that he asks in both places, in Bava Basra and here in Bava Kama. That's his question. So the answer that the Ramban gave was, who told you that at this point the Gemara thought that the Rabbanan was Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar? That's Ramban's answer in Mochamos. Okay. Similarly, Tosis asks a question from Gittin. Tosis says, Shtei Kitei Edim are needed in a get, right? One that's for the shliach, mina shliach laholacha, and the other one for the, we'll stop in just one more minute, the other one's for the ma'isa gerushin. Right? You need two kite edim, but according to the Balamar, according to the Rif, how could that work? It should be davar v'lo chatzi davar. After all, the edus on the, on one without the other, right? Let's say the minui, without the Kabbalah, doesn't do anything. There's no impact. That's the question. So again, the assumption of Tosis is that according to the Rif, the Rif's rule is that you always need impact. Anything that doesn't have immediate impact or independent impact is a fragment. And a fragment is a chatzi davar, it's not a davar shalei. That's the assumption. However, the Ramban and Bava Basra, not in Mechamos. Mechamos, he doesn't say very much at all. In Mechamos, he just says, you know, look what I wrote in Bava Kama, not much. But in the Chidushim and Bava Basra, he has a different answer to this question. And he suggests a different approach in the Rif. That is, the case of the Rif is trying to contrast Shnei Sairos and Gimel Shnei Chazaka. So the Rif says what he says. Maybe the problem is as follows. When you're dealing with something which inherently seems to be a partial edus, a third of an edus, the way the Rashbam Bava Basra says, Gimel Shnei Chazaka, it's a third of an edus. Each year is a third of the edus. Right? Shtei Saros. Let's use the Rav Derimi Gai. It's a half of the Shir HaRoi. So if you're dealing with what seems to be and in a direction that you're interested in, right, you want to prove godless. You want to put these two items together to prove godless. You want to put the Gimel Shnei Chazaka to prove Machzik Ba Kedem Mechazki Ba Inshi, Bailos. So if you want to put the two together, since the direction, the Kabbalah Seidus we'll call it, we'll speak more about that Thursday when we finish this up, is to put the two together. But basically, each one as it comes is a third, a third, a third, a half, a half. So the Rif says it's a fragmented, it's a proportioned edus. So in order to overcome that, what you have to do is show that it conceivably stands on its own. It's a davar shalem. We don't care, you know, in that direction, in the other direction. It's a question, the Miri's question, but it doesn't bother us so much. The fact that if it's not this, it's going to be peros, means this third is also a whole. But where you have whole adios, right? And it's not part of a proportion. So maybe even the Rif will agree that that's not davar v'lo chatzi davar. That's not a fragment. Maybe the Rif doesn't require that you always have immediate and concrete impact. So taking the two cases, tvicha and minui shliach. True. It may very well be true that there are cases where there'll be edus on the tvicha and it'll have no impact. But no one's going to say that the Eidus on Tvicha is a quarter of an Eidus, or a half an Eidus, or a third of an Eidus. It's an Eidus about a single Maisa, to use Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's idea. It's a full Chafsa Shel Eidus. Who said that it's a fragment just because it has no immediate consequence, or no necessary consequence? And the same thing may be true about Minui Shliach LaHolacha. Particularly so, according to things that we discussed last year, which is that the Minui Shliach LaHolacha isn't just about a later eventuality in Get, it is itself a stage in the Das Lagarish. Right? We discussed that in the Mordechai, and the reading of the Gemara in the third parak, those who were here, the Gemara in the third parak of Kiddushin, and the Mordechai in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, the Kadosh, the issue of Mili. The point is, maybe the riff is not so extreme. The riff just says, and then the idea of the riff is, not that the Chiyuv, you know, you have two tracks. You have a Chepsa Shel Eidus, stands on its own even without consequences, or if you have consequences, even a third of an Eidus. No, the riff was proposing a strategy how you could take a third of an Eidus and make it into a Chepta Shel Eidus. That's the pshat of the riff. That's what I call the moderate pshat of the riff. Yeah?
Not that this is what you're saying, but one way to understand would be, or formulate it would be that basically the riff is saying we don't have a problem in the sign of Chatzi Eidus. The point is, though, that it has to be something that has to be a statement which registers on a lot of wavelength. In other words,
okay, I'm saying the same thing.
Is not,
that's what I'm calling Chepta Shel Eidus.
Telling Mason something that happens to, you know, you haven't seen.
It's not a fragment, it's a Chepta Shel Eidus. And you can be a bit starved with Chepta Shel Eidus, even if they're not immediately or even necessarily practically consequential. Because there's still a Chepta Shel Eidus.
Even fragments are okay, as long as the fragments are there.
Again, I don't want to argue language. You know, if you want to call a fragment, I'm using the term fragment because it necessarily, I'm using it because it's a convenient way to connote something that is insignificant in its own right, as opposed to something which is halakhically significant, although it may not end up being practically consequential. I think we're saying the same thing. Yeah.
Without consequences, is there any way to objectively define what a Chepta Shel Eidus is, or is it just
I think so. I gave the example right now in terms of Minui Shliach LaHolacha Beget, because even though it may not be consequential at all, if you don't follow through. Conceptually, if we understand it a certain way, the Minui Shliach LaHolacha is a stage in the Das Lagarish. You might be able to pull back or not fully follow through, but conceptually, I think we demonstrated this last year, that at least according to many Rishonim, it is definitely a halachically consequential new stage, which the Gemara even calls tantamount to a Maisa B'li Chalos Gerushin.
The same
right?
Would be that it's consequential
in
another Tchum Halacha.
Yes. Tvicha, okay, let me just say one more thing about Tvicha and then we'll stop. I know we're running a little late. But the Raivid gives another answer for Tvicha. And then I want to say one other point in the Rif. At least we'll finish the Rif for today. The Raivid's answer for Tvicha is Tvicha. That's consequential too, because if you're not going to get him for Gneva or Gezela, you'll get him for Mazik. That's the Raivid. The Raivid in the Kosov Shom here. He also refers to the Kosov Shom in Anachnakin, which if we get a chance I want to speak about very quickly. But here, that's what he says here. Tvicha. In the Shidduch Kubet says, I forget who, somebody quotes this Raivid, and says, that's Dover Rachok.
Miri.
Okay, good. So Miri says it's a Dover Rachok. What does he mean by that? Well, why isn't that a good answer? Why isn't it a good answer? Well, obviously the Raivid thought it was a good answer. Do we even need the answer? Again, according to what I'm saying, you don't need the answer because what I'm saying in the name of the Ramban Chidushei Balvasra, because the Chepta Shel Eidus, Tvicha is, you know, an action, an independent action. It's not a third of an action. So from my point of view, the question doesn't get off the ground against the Rif. But even if you held that you needed consequential actions, practically consequential actions, so what about the Rif's point? So let me say two things quickly. Number one, I think one could explain. So again, Rachoku, what do you mean Rachoku? So I think number one, you might say the following. The sharp thing I would say is as follows. Maybe another way to draw the line in the riff is as follows. It's precisely because it's the action or its opposite that the riff thinks peros are relevant. Maybe the riff isn't saying any consequence allows for any kind of tziruf. You have a chefta shel edus, you have the edus filed, you can take it from one file cabinet or at least one file to the other. No, maybe the Meiri's point is well argued. Namely, this is its opposite. How can that solve the Chatzi Davar problem in the opposite way? But in a certain, contrarian, I guess, perspective, one could say, this guy's on the field, right? And the whole issue is, who is this guy in the field? Right? The respected Bailim or the presumptuous squatter? Who is he? So it's true, it's opposite, and that's the point. Basically, the Eidus is about the same Din Torah. We just have to figure out, is he a squatter who has to pay Peros every year, or is he Machzik Makan Mechatzki Bayinshi, who's been wrongly accused? But if we're talking about Tvicha, and the question whether something is Gneva, whether it's Tvicha Mechira, or whether it's Mazik, or whether he's Tobeach Shalo, right? Even if it is consequential, even if it would always be consequential, or it's sufficiently consequential, but who says that has the ability to transform this from a chatzi edus to an edus shalei? In other words, I'm using the Meiri's argument for the riff, not against it. That's one. The second point is that when it comes to tvicha, you have an in-between case, because, in other words, you might argue that, adios, which, let's say, godless, right? One without the other is nothing. That's not true in Tvicha, because maybe at least there's mazik. True. But it's also possible that the Tvicha is completely innocent, completely innocuous. Let's say it's Shaloh Hu Toveach, or there was a Shinui. In other words, it's not completely meaningless on its own, like Saros, but it's not always consequential, like Gimel Shnei Chazaka. Which of these models is the Koveya for the Rif? I think these are two perspectives on the question of Tvicha, the Ravid issue, versus that of other Rishon. Okay, we'll stop here. We still have to talk about the Balamor, Tosis, the Ramban, maybe a little more the Ravid, and then we'll move on to the next topic. I'm sorry, went a little.
He says the Migo, but then he says.